The following podcast has been paid for by Perched on the Top Rope.
Hey everybody, this is Badass Billy Gunn, and you're listening to Perched on the Top Rope. And if you're not down with that, got two words for you. Suck it.
Dear WWE, your Republican is showing. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Perched on the Top Rope. I am your host, Farmer Dirt Sheet Writer, from Ringside News, Daily DDT, Sports Kita, and more. I am Lee Walker, and yes, WWE, your Republican is showing. Let's start off, fans, with the fact that Triple H joins President Trump at the White House for the Sports and Fitness Council expansion. WWE's Chief Content Officer, Triple H, made a high-profile appearance at the White House standing alongside U.S. President Donald Trump during the signing of a new executive order to expand the Presidential Council on Sports, Fitness, and Nutrition. Triple H was one of several celebrated athletes invited to attend the announcement. Triple H also spoke at the event, saying, "I truly appreciate all that everybody is doing for the health and wellness for the entire country. I look forward to the opportunity to help make our youth healthy, help get them engaged in sports, and let them learn what it takes to be successful in life." So, during SummerSlam, WWE showed this on both nights of SummerSlam. And the first night, it didn't really go that well. There were boos in the audience. The second night, it wasn't live, where they just showed the video so you couldn't hear the audience in New Jersey. So I guess the WWE Global Brand Ambassador, Titus O'Neil, lied to us.
Titus
When I came to WWE and became a WWE Tag Team Champion and entered the WWE Hall of Fame as a Warrior War recipient, I thought that I had reached the height of my personal achievements. But unbeknownst to me, that one day I would reach the pinnacle of my success by becoming your WWE Global Ambassador. You see, I get a chance to represent WWE all over the globe in something that I feel that we need now more than ever all over the world, which is goodwill. And there is no question that each and every one of us do everything we can to put smiles on all of your faces, both inside and outside of the ring, whether it's helping those less fortunate or supporting our servicemen and women all over the globe. We also support causes that help promote family, health, and community. All these things that help bring people together to do good. So that's what we get a chance to do, go all over and spread goodness and goodwill. That's why you'll never hear us talk about politics or religion or any other subject matter that's divisive. Because regardless of your race, your economic status, or your nationality, this is a place that we deserve to have a safe haven. This is a place that WWE wants to simply make sure that we all have a good time. So, that's exactly what we're about to do here tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, everyone around the world, welcome to Monday Night Raw!
That was global brand ambassador Titus O'Neil back in 2022 telling us that WWE will never talk about religion or politics. And WWE broke that by talking about Triple H and Donald Trump. Now, there's also another case I'm going to bring up first, and that's the fact that before that, Triple H had met with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. with his wife, Stephanie. Now, if you don't know, that was before the thing with President Trump. And now, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s niece, Zoe Hines, received a WWE tryout during SummerSlam weekend. It must pay to have family and friends in high places, because I'm willing to bet that Zoe Hines, in fact, gets hired by WWE, whether she's great or whether she's terrible. Her connections with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. are enough to get her a job. Hands down. Now, fans, the past few years, a lot of things have gone down with WWE stars. I'm going to start with Nikki Bella. Now, Nikki Bella was, real name Nikki Garcia, was involved in a domestic dispute on August of 2024. This involved her now ex-husband, Artem Chigvintsev. I can't pronounce that. I'm sorry. And long story short, he gets arrested for DV. However, Artem's charges of domestic violence were later dropped due to insufficient evidence. Both parties sought a restraining order against each other. Nikki claimed Artem tackled her and pinned her to the ground, according to the New York Post. And Artem, in turn, accused Garcia of being the primary aggressor, claiming she threw shoes at him. And he provided photos of his injuries that were allegedly from her. Artem's attorney stated he contacted law enforcement seeking protection from his wife's persistent aggression. He was the one who had called 911. In turn, they arrested him. Nikki acknowledged throwing their shoes at Artem. She stated the altercation escalated when she criticized his cooking, leading to him allegedly yelling about their son being a picky eater. Now the divorce was finalized and she's paying him money. So with this domestic violence case, knowing that this had happened, seemingly everyone is now clear of everything. WWE still brought back Nikki Bella. Now, she's not the only one. As we saw SummerSlam weekend, WWE has brought back, that's right, brought back the beast incarnate, Brock Lesnar. So, in 2024, Brock Lesnar was named in the Janelle Grant civil lawsuit against Vince McMahon in WWE. The file was originally done in January of 2024. In addition to Vince McMahon leaving the company, WWE also quickly made moves to distance themselves from Brock Lesnar. An expanded complaint filed earlier this year indicted that Lesnar was not only aware of McMahon's alleged treatment of the then-girlfriend slash employee.
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
But also at least investigated taking part in activities she and her legal team claim were abusive and constituted sex trafficking. But even as they were removing Lesnar from their creative plans, being WWE, and licensed property such as WWE 2K24, the video game, Triple H never shut the door for Brock's return, which we saw at SummerSlam. A lot of people are asking what that says about Grant's suit and the role, if any, Lesnar will play in the case going forward. Now, on Dave Meltzer's report, he says that Lesnar was cleared by WWE's lawyers to return about a month ago. He also discussed what legal department clearing Brock says about the status of Grant's suit. And this is what Dave has to say. The short version of this is that 4 weeks ago, WWE legal cleared him. As far as why, I don't know. Obviously, everything relates to the Janelle Grant lawsuit. Either they're confident that things are going to arbitration and Lesnar's not a factor at that point, or they're close to a settlement and then at that point Lesnar's not a factor, or somebody there just had a change of mind, and I don't know which one of those it is. Now, they also brought up with Lesnar's return the chief content officer Triple H being appointed to President Trump's Physical Fitness Council, and recent visit to the White House were reasons WWE didn't hold a traditional press conference after either night of SummerSlam. It's that or there's a lot of questions because of Brock Lesnar, and they did not want to answer those questions. Let's be real. I'm going to read the parts that Lesnar is in Janelle's case. 15. McMahon treated Miss Grant as a commodity, offering her to other men. In March 2020, McMahon began sharing sexually explicit photographs and videos of Ms. Grant, including pornographic content he recorded on his cell phone, with other men both inside and outside the company, including with members of the television production tech team, executives, producers, and a world-famous athlete and former UFC heavyweight champion, Brock Lesnar, with whom WWE was actively trying to sign a new contract, and ultimately did sign that contract. Point 226. Later that evening, after McMahon recounted the story about his dinner with Lesnar to Miss Grant, he sought to salvage the night with a request that they role-play a sexual encounter in which Mr. McMahon acted as if he was Brock Lesnar. McMahon was so physically rough with Miss Grant during the encounter that Miss Grant begged McMahon to stop numerous times, including loud cries of "Help, I'm serious, and I'm scared," as he, among other things, penetrated her, fisted her, pulled her hair, pinned her, shoved her, and open palm slapped her. McMahon's assault caused Miss Grant to break down weeping, curl into a fetal position with her arms pulled up to protect her face. McMahon alternated between slaps and shoves before admitting that, "I'm really fucking up with you right and left tonight, huh?" McMahon forbade Miss Grant from leaving his condo that night unless she could verbally assure him that there wasn't a problem and everything between them was okay. Notably, however, he made no effort to check on her well-being after she left his condo. On August 26, 2021, WWE held its second biggest annual event, SummerSlam, in Las Vegas. Around this time, McMahon and Lesnar privately reached an informal agreement about Lesnar's return. That night, McMahon texted Grant a reminder that she was an enslaved object to him, texting, "I want to drive you lower and lower, so low that you might beg me to sell you." And there are text messages here that McMahon continued to advertise a sexual encounter with Miss Grant to Lesnar during the formal negotiation of booking a new contract. Vince wrote to her, "With you and me, it's all about our debauchery. I want to drive you lower and lower, so low that you might beg me to sell you, just so you can get more and more just to satisfy your insatiable lust. I want you to sit back and jack off as I'm witnessing you with three men at the same time, with a dick in your pussy, a dick in your ass, and a dick in your mouth, all at the same time as you gag for breath and you're filled with dick, stretching your ass and pussy more than ever. I'll shoot my load on you after it's over." So then he texts her, "Here's what Brock said after I told him that part of the deal was fucking you. LOL, that's your turf. She will be ruined after me and leave your ass. Plus after me, your tool won't fit in her anymore," with a bunch of laughing emojis, and this was December 2021. McMahon gave Miss Grant's personal cell number to Lesnar and promised she'll do anything requested of her. Brock had told the victim that he likes what he sees, and after Lesnar obtained her phone number, he instructed the victim to send him a video of her urinating, after which he called her a bitch. So honestly, Brock is still named in the case, and it's still an active case. WWE still brings him back. Now, a lot happened in 2024, folks, and it wasn't just on Nikki Bella or Brock Lesnar either. There was an active wrestler who some of you might remember. It was a very short stint, but Odyssey Jones was released from WWE in September 2024 following allegations from a Melith Nunez who made allegations of domestic violence which led to Odyssey Jones' termination from WWE. She alleges that Jones subjected her to physical abuse, including a concussion during an incident on a cruise, and that he caused bruises all over her body. Now, Jones had alleged that his ex-partner's false accusations of domestic violence led to his termination from WWE. He also claimed she made threats, engaged in harassment, and physical attacks against him, his friends, and his family. Now, Odyssey Jones' ex-partner denies the claims of violence, harassment, and threats. The legal actions that took place was Jones filed a lawsuit against his ex-partner for defamation, seeking damages related to false statements. He was also granted a protective order against her for alleged harassment and threats. WWE's role in this was the fact that they released him following the allegations. And there's something else that's interesting part of this is the fact that it's important to note that according to reports, Jones was never arrested and no criminal charges have ever been filed against him. But WWE is not bringing him back. He did thank WWE for his time there in a video and said that he would like to accept bookings, wrestling, meet and greets, things like that. Some will say I'm reaching. Some will say I'm wrong. Some will call me names. And some will say I'm right. Whatever the case may be, you have your opinion and I have mine. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of Perched on the Top Rope, where you can find us anywhere and everywhere podcasts are found, from Apple, Spotify, Google, Podbean, Podbay, Red Circle, you name it. We're on every podcast platform there is. Just look for Perched on the Top Rope. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/perchedonthetoprope, where there is over 23,000 followers strong, commenting daily. You can go to Instagram and Threads at Perched on the Top Rope Podcast. You can also find us on X at Perched Top Rope, as well as Blue Sky Perched Top Rope, because Perched on the Top Rope was just too long. You can also find us on YouTube at youtube.com/perchedonthetoprope or youtube.com/perchedonthetoprope. Make sure you give us a subscribe. Go in and watch awesome interviews with the likes of Rest in Peace Kevin Sullivan, Virgil. You can also find interviews with the likes of Gilbert, Marty Jannetty, Booker T, Jake the Snake Roberts, and more. Perched on the Top Rope. Because after all, fans, spoiler free's the way to be. I'm out.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.